facts and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Radio BAM 41 Faction.
I'm 41 here. Fuck off.
First of all, I'm here with Chad Eigenberg, Novak, Louise Dennis, Rob Bob, and Novak, you got beat up 3 times last night.
Well, because it's somebody, can you hear me, Chad?
And kicked out of three places.
Yeah, can you hear me, Chad?
I can hear you.
Okay. He doesn't want to.
P.S. Chad's so fed up with me, but I'm just going to carry on with my story. I simply was at a bar enjoying some cocktails, and then I have to deal with fucking... I'm not allowed in alibis. That's not a hidden secret. We all go there.
He starts it off with trying to get into alibis,
it's like,
and he knows that he's banned from it.
And we have like 15.
So he tried to see how far he could make it into the bar.
Right.
So he goes in, and the bouncer guy at the door is like, Novak just walked in. So then he runs after him, grabs him by his neck, and starts.
But this would piss me the fuck off. We started off at Moss, and we started this.
You got thrown out of there, too.
No, I didn't get thrown out of Moss, but we're all at Moss. There's like 20 of us. So we're all like, all right, Novak kicked out of alibis. Let's just see how far I can get in. So the whole crew comes, but the only person doesn't show up is the old Mohawk.
Old Mohawk.
The old Mohawk was cool as fuck, man. He would go see
Mohawk. Mohawk like blew a fuse because Novak kept saying, like, as a joke, like Louis will always say, like, I want the old band back, like as a joke. But he kept saying, like, where's the old Mohawk? I want the old Mohawk back. And he kept saying it, and Mohawk just snapped.
Because
and like beat the shit out of him.
No, he didn't. He fucking is so uncoordinated.
You're both uncoordinated crashed all these bottles everywhere.
The story Novak told me was...
What?
They were kicking Novak out, and Mohawk was the only guy, him and his girlfriend, didn't feel like leaving with the rest of Novak's friends.
Yes, you're correct.
You said it was at Alibis.
No, at Moss.
And you said, you just looked at Mohawk and punched him in the face.
That's not what happened.
No, you're exaggerating.
You just told me that, and I said, did Mohawk hit you? And he said, no, it got broken up.
It did get broken up.
Before he could hit
but
you.
But it was like a
but
bunch.
I hit him one time.
It was like a major brawl, and yeah. Then they crashed all over all these bottles, and then
at
they
Moss.
All...
But this was sucks.
Oh, and then somebody stole my boot.
This would piss me off. A fucking week ago, I go see Iron Maiden. The first person on the front line would be fucking Mohawk to see Iron Maiden. But he's like, it's a Friday night.
This is what set him off.
And he has a free $150 ticket to see Iron Maiden.
A free
for free.
One.
For free. $150.
But his girlfriend didn't want him to go.
So he says,
because
I mean, I had to work all day. I'm really not in country mode. Like,
which is
I'm
bullshit because his girlfriend just didn't want him to go.
It's
and he was whipped and said, okay, I won't go.
You can sleep till noon, homo boy. Really? So then I already have...
You took his ticket?
I took it. And then I got bumped up to first class.
What's your favorite Maiden
What's
song?
First class at a concert?
Front row, homo.
It is?
Shit.
You just waited for them to play Run to the Hills?
No. No, that's the only song I do know, but who cares?
That's the only song you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, name an Iron Maiden song.
Run to the Hills.
Name another one.
Oh.
Run to the Hills.
Ew.
Name one more.
Run to the Hills.
That's all you know?
By the way, we gotta sign some shit and send it to
you. He went to go see Iron Maiden. He don't know any song.
Most of the audience is there for that song.
Who cares?
I don't. I wasn't
I don't
there.
I give a fuck. I had fun.
I saw Maiden in 86.
Oh, you're just a man, Chad.
I know.
Shit, dude. We're gonna sign up to be like you, man.
There's no more signing up.
So, this would piss me off last night. We all leave Moss. It's like 20 of us at Moss. Everyone's going because I'm not allowed in alibis. So, as I'm walking to alibis, the only people that don't come are fucking Homo Mohawk and his girlfriend. I'm like, oh, You used to be on the front line for this shit. You used to be down for the cause. Now you don't care. Huh, just want to drink with my girlfriend and relax. Where do I find the old Mohawk? Because this new one sucks dick, man.
Dennis, you were there.
Well, first off.
What was the problem here?
First off.
Was it just Novak being a shithead?
Novak, first off, you got kicked out of Moss too, but then you had to apologize.
You
were smoking a cigarette.
Oh, yeah, you were.
So, and then they said you stay.
But you can't do that up there.
You can't.
You got kicked out of every bar Shippers that we were in last night.
Oh, yeah.
He got kicked
That's
out
another
too,
story.
You got kicked out of every bar we were in. And you even got kicked out of a bar that you weren't even allowed to do.
You're the only person that I believe that you're banned from over 50% of the bars in Westchester, and the population is 30,000 people, and there's fucking, what, 20 bars in Westchester?
You're
banned from 50% of them.
What are you going to do?
I'm
go
only
nowhere.
Banned from...
He goes to the spare rib now.
No.
It's for black people only.
Well, then you're not allowed. You're not darky. I'm not allowed in Landmark. I'm not allowed in Iron Hill.
Ryan's Pub.
I'm allowed in Ryan's.
No, you're not.
You want to bet $1 million?
You're not allowed in Alibis.
I'm not Alibis, Landmark.
You might be allowed in the note, but they all hate you.
Are you allowed
I wouldn't go to the fucking note. That fuck, dude. When I go to the note, it's a bunch of bearded assholes. Like, who wants to see them bartend, first of all? I'd rather fuck a pussy, personally. But then when I ask them for, God forbid, a wine. Huh, you want a fucking wine? God damn it. Why don't you take a PBR? I don't want a PBR. I want a fucking wine, boy.
They don't have wine at the note?
No, they would never give it to me because that's too much work.
They're just, you know what? They're just angry, bearded, tattooed men.
See what you call?
And they're like, wouldn't you like to get served a drink by a hot girl? Like, hey, sweetie, what do you want to drink?
Yeah.
Like, well, Donnie thinks that, he thinks that girls are too slow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I'd rather have somebody who's slow. I'd rather have a drink that takes 1 minute longer than to have a
jerk-off-bearded
guy who has tattoos. What do you want to drink?
Well, it takes a lot longer.
I want
longer
a Long Island. A Long Island? Jesus Christ, now I have to mix all these three things together.
You know what's brilliant?
And you got to wait for the guy to pay attention that you're sitting there waiting for a drink.
Sick. It should be like 10 of you bartending. Because you're mad at the world.
I'm
you don't want to give anyone anything. True story.
I don't want to serve other people.
That's what they are.
Well, right, but that I don't do that.
No, but it should be 10 of you guys bartending is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I just don't want to bartend.
Do you want to serve Novak a drink?
Would you serve me a drink?
If it would shut him up, yeah.
You know how you can shut me up?
No.
The police are coming.
That didn't shut you up last night when the police were coming.
Did I break something outside somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, on Gay Street.
You broke a planner.
A planner.
Yeah.
And then the cops were coming, and I'm trying to tell you that the cops were coming.
And you still didn't
care. You're not believing me that the cops are coming.
Because I'm pretty much rebel. I'm a rebel, Chad.
I know you are. You're a rebel.
I'd be scared. Look at these.
You should be scared.
And then you try to take that dude home with the mullet dude.
Fuck you, faggot. I didn't take no dude home.
He looked like Inigo Montoya.
He followed you to
your car.
You
killed my father. Prepare to die.
Prepare to die, Sig.
From Princess Bride. He looked exactly like him.
He called him a mullet, and then what did he say to you about his mullet?
Dancing buddy last night.
He said, it's not a mullet.
That was your dancing buddy.
That was yours.
No, it was Novak's dancing buddy.
Way to call the pop black.
So you're kicked out of 50% of bars in Westchester.
I care less.
Got beat up three times.
But if you have to go to the bar, where are you going to go?
I'll go to fucking...
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, if I want to go to a bar, I'll go to Tekka, I'll go to Limoncello.
You're
going to
be winding up at the fucking VFW playing bingo with old ladies.
No. I'll go to the Eagle Lounge and get my hat back from someone who hates me. Fucking homo. So, true story, pal.
Chat.
Don't you come in Apple all the time?
I know. I don't come in her.
What do you do?
I come in her Faye.
On her Faye?
Oh, dude. She came here so mad this morning because I proceeded to party all night.
Didn't look like she was too mad because I saw you banging her out in the pool.
Right next to the RV. That bitch had fucking grass stain on her knees, man.
Your girlfriend?
Apple, yeah.
She had hay on her ass.
No, yeah, no shit. And I licked it out.
She had hay on her ass. How'd that happen?
We fucked next to the RV, but there's only a certain percent of shade. So we were right next to it in the shade. Are you jealous?
Why didn't you just come inside?
No. I'm like, let's just go fucking production's room. She's like, no. Because production's being a creepo. He's all loaded today.
What do you mean?
He's like, let me see your tits. I'm like, production, just
to you?
To her. Yeah. What's wrong with you, Sig?
I heard the same thing Bam just did.
No.
So he asked to see your girlfriend's tits. Mm. Did that make you mad?
Well, no, I could care less.
How did he say it?
Because he's like, I know it's getting under your skin. Like, I'm asking to see your tits and she wants to show them to me. No, she doesn't. Obviously, you have no pussy here. You have no game, really. Like, he's a legend in his own mind. He's a jack of all trades, master of fucking none. You dig what I'm saying?
I dig it.
So, you can keep fucking believing the fucking trend, but you're gonna go back and hang out with Cresta in the kitchen. Why fuck next door to the RV in the grass? I'm like, let's just go fuck in the hobbit hole.
And I think he strikes out so much on girls.
Yeah, I don't know what goes on. What does go on?
I really think he strikes out big time.
Can I see your letter, Chad?
Yeah, there it is.
I don't know what he says or does, but he strikes out a lot.
You know what happens?
Like, he lives here at your house. Isn't that easy enough to make you get laid then?
Yeah, it's so simple. It just you goes got a over pool,
you got
heads.
Fucking everything here you need to get laid.
No shit, I did it for years. It can easily happen.
Right.
But when you're production, and I love the guy, like, he's seriously a good guy.
Okay.
And I will stand up for him any day. And I would say it to his face if he was here, so I'm not talking behind his back. But when you talk all this dumb rap shit about Bam's house, it's not gonna work. It's simple arithmetic, boy. This isn't a rap house.
Well, dude, he's always been like that.
Well, no house. Shit, but he has to get
I've
in
tried
where
to convince
you have to get
him.
In where you fit in, boy.
He's trying to tell
you know
me
what?
That girls like that.
Like, yeah, but here's the thing.
I never met
he's
a girl
good
that
at,
like that.
He's good at freestyling big time, but you can't go up to a girl and be like, yo, what's up, babe? Yo, my name Curly G, Cradle Rock. Yo, I got Crazy Fly Gold, Crazy Fly Gumby Gold. Yo, you got to play that.
Boring.
Like, yeah, they're like, what the
I'm
fuck?
I'm already bored
get out
of
my
name.
Face.
Is that how he acts?
I guess.
Well,
I mean, I've
never seen him. No, you know what? You know what annoys Apple? Apple wants to kill him, my girlfriend. Because every time he sees her, yo, bring these hot bitches. Yo, bring these hot pussy around. If you want to fuck, figure it out.
There's a lot of girls
my
in Westchester.
My girlfriend isn't the scout to get you pussy, boy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you get your own pussy.
There's plenty of girls in Westchester, man. What's the problem?
Yeah, he's in Westchester. And then he's like, oh, Apple can't bring hot pussy. No, she can. But you scare him off, you fucking rapper boy.
What? Why is him and Killy Jilly always together and they don't even fuck?
I asked him that.
They just chill?
This is what he said.
I don't get it.
He said it's not financially... He said it's not financially correct.
What's not financially correct?
Because she buys him weed, she buys him alcohol, she buys him Red Bulls.
Well, does she know that he... Does she know this?
No. He tells me that.
How does she not know that maybe they're hanging out together because she supplies him with all this
the
stuff?
The same reason why she has a boyfriend that she hasn't fucked in 4 months. He hates that minging ass, and I love you, but you're not my deal, babe. I got my own fucking job, man. I have bigger fish to fry.
What's your job?
Fucking frying apple, man.
Frying apple?
Big time, man.
Yeah, man.
Dude.
Why'd you try to beat up Dennis last night?
Yeah, why did you try to beat me up last night?
I don't know. Why did I?
I don't know.
What was I mad about?
I don't know that you tried to fight everyone else and they weren't in the bar at that time, so it was time to fight me. Barback flipped you onto a table.
Who cares about him? He's a homo.
You do get pretty angry there, Novak.
You apologized to him and then he came back to
swing so hard and then totally missed and then fell on a bunch of bottles.
Hit Dennis?
No. Barback. Then
Barback's
Dennis.
Fucking, you know what pissed me off
what
about
the
Barback?
Fuck? What were you mad at Dennis for?
Let me. All right, one
I had to fight you
first.
For 10
You don't
minutes.
Even know, do you?
No. But this is what pissed me off about Barback. I'll get to Louis Dennis in a minute. Fucking Barback, he's such a faggot. He actually doesn't like women, but he's fucking Ariel. He's fucking Mimi. And then he has this bitch from Georgia last night.
No, her name was Georgia, dipshit.
She's from Georgia.
Nah, she lives
in Georgia.
She's from Atlanta.
Oh, I thought her name was Georgia.
See, you don't even know. What's wrong with you? You're a day late and a dollar short, pal. Get with the times, man.
Keep talking.
So she's like, I'm gnawing my teeth off. Give me gum, give me gum, give me gum. I'm like, dude, I'm ready to fucking knock your fucking teeth
give me
down
gum,
your
give
throat.
Me gum, give me gum. Shit, we need CDs.
Yeah, you need to play a song.
Well, maybe I will.
The get by. Well, we'll talk about the art show when we come back. Sig, are you going to cut this shit and fix it?
Cut out all your talking about cocaine?
No, keep that.
Keep that.
Big time. I didn't do cocaine. Give me gum, give me gum, give me gum. Sig, can we play track 7? Is that cool with you?
Yeah.
Radio Bam, Series 41.
Wow, you're so ready. I'm not.
No shit. Day late, a dollar short.
Say it again.
Why would I?
You say it constantly. Day late,
it's a broken record.
Day late, dollar short. Track 7.
Oh, that's in the car.
Track 7.
Can you get it? Go get it.
By who?
Quit being a pussy. Go get it.
I have
listen
to,
and learn. Black Bill
Sirius has to know. They have to pay
fuck
the artist.
Serious.
That's how
I'm
they pay the artist.
Okay, it's Loomis.
Loomis.
It's called Drag Another Drag.
Loomis from what
Jackass.
Band was he? He's from Jackass.
He's
what
from
band
Jackass.
Was he in?
Way better.
It's
man.
Called Loomis.
Wax.
He was in Wax,
Wax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the
but
CD,
now it's just called Loomis.
The CD comes with a cigarette.
Oh, that
it yeah. does actually.
That's cool. In this clear spine, he's got a
yeah,
cigarette.
Yeah, it's a Virginia Slim.
And I smoked it.
It's probably the only one that would fit in the spine.
See, that's a rude thing to say.
What? All right. Loomis.
I dragged another drag as the moon runs its shift. And drag another drag as the sun starts to lift. And everything out there is right here to miss. Drag another drag to no sleep, to your piss. Cartoons are on the news, bulletins in the room, and station wagons pull into the driveways they got. The fights are all changing, is that what they want? Carry the groceries in, cause grown-ups are shy. And I drag another drag as the moon is a shift. And drag another drag as the snow starts to lift. But everything after is right here to miss. Drag another drag. Such bliss were at those boys and girls. Once country farms, rolling hills. Encroachment develops like puberty. Trying to get off on you. Trying to get off on me. And I drag another drag as the moon ends to shift. And drag another drag as the sun starts to lift. And everything after is found you to me.
Drag another drag as the sun starts to lift. And everything out there is right in the mist. Drag another drag to know your sleep. action, baby.
All right, good.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Wow, boo-boo.
Oh, me. And my buddy Bam. Walking down the street, hand in hand until the bitter end.
And me. And my best friend Bam. Where it takes before I do this nippy wimpy blah, boring.
It's Franz.
Yeah. Alright, whatever.
Franz is in Texas.
Alright.
Yeah, doing what?
Filming hillbilly hand fishing.
I can't wait to tune into that boring
hillbilly
show.
Hand fishing.
Shit.
Do you believe it? Is that a real
show? Yeah, I do believe it because there's a guy. Dude, have you ever flicked through channels on the television?
I don't have cable.
Well, go on my TV and then just. There's a fucking show for everything.
You have every channel.
That is a real show.
You know what I mean? Like,
is it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, cooking the best cupcakes. And then the next. Top-notch jewelry. And then, like, it's everything.
It's dudes who...
Shooting somebody in the asshole with a dart gun. They probably have a fucking show for that.
They stick their hands in, like, a swamp, and then eventually a fish, like, bites their hand, and they pull their hand out and has a fish on. That's what it is.
Every show?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Huh.
What do you do, Chad? Do you watch TV?
I watch a lot of Judge Judy.
Are you trying to figure your life out?
No, not at all. The opposite.
Why would you watch Dr.
Why do you watch Judge Judy?
It's what's on. I don't have fucking cable, dude. I just leave it on if there's reception. And Judge Joe Brown.
Would you ever jerk
judge,
off to her? You ever jerk off to Judge Judy?
The fucking divorce court.
Would you hump Judge Judy?
Let me smell your feet. Come here. Let me smell your feet.
You sound like a true Jew.
Let me smell your feet. No, you know what? He laughs just like you. Can you laugh? Rob Bob laughs exactly like you did. I don't believe you. Let me smell your feet.
Would you fuck her?
No.
Would you jerk off to her?
No.
What if you were in Texas in a hotel room bored to death?
Judge
Would you
Judy.
Jerk off to Judge Judy?
No, Judge Judy's not hot at all.
All right. If you had to think of memory spank bank, what would you jerk off to?
Anything but Judge Judy.
Well, tell me what.
I don't even talk about that kind of shit on the radio. That's
we'll
you
talk
guys.
About it now.
Now's the time, pal.
What was the hottest fuck you ever had?
Yesterday's history, tomorrow's mystery. Always happens
dude,
today. Let's hear your
Grow
best
up,
story.
Dude.
What was the hottest fuck you ever had, Dennis?
I don't know.
No. Come on. No. How come nobody can fucking say
come
this?
Come on. You gotta have someone has to have something.
Numerous amounts of stories, but one that stands out is when, well, you know. the raging foursome we had. But it wasn't a foursome, though. It was just
Novak
humping
like
his girlfriend, and I'm humping Nikki. But we're right there next to each other, and then there was a dildo involved, too, so they're all sucking on it.
It was the double-sided one?
No, it was just the regular one.
Oh, well.
Is that cool with you, Sig?
Double-sided.
Because if it's not, we'll take it
if
back.
If it's not cool with you, whoop.
You guys can have your fun, man.
Well, what do? You buy mountain bikes every other week and do nothing. What the fuck? And you buy bow and arrow.
What do you mean,
dude?
Mountain
I've
bikes?
Been cleaning my house.
You bought a mountain bike?
He bought three
Why?
In the last 2 weeks.
What did you bike at?
To his driveway.
All over my house is
all
good.
Over the dirt roads?
Well, that's a mountain bike. I live on the mountain, but.
Well, tell me where you rode.
A lot of places. Down fucking the
Pineville Orchard.
Canal, the fucking park, the fucking trails.
What are you
all
doing?
Through the fucking electric lines.
Are you a nature boy?
I can't picture him on a bike.
Me neither.
I've been doing it, dude. I'm fucking sober now, dude.
Well, that's cool.
I'm getting my house fucking together. All types of shit's happening.
Okay, if you're getting your house together, true question. The $100 Bam gave you for the holy punch on the wall?
Uh-huh.
Did you fix it?
No, not yet.
Well, where's the hundo at?
It's in my fucking gonna fix it bag.
I'm gonna fix it bag.
Yeah. I didn't know I had to do it immediately.
No. It's more like in the fucking John and Peter's Gina's bar tab bang.
The $1 million Bam gave you, what'd you do with it?
I blew it up my arm. I shot it up. That's a simple arithmetic.
Yeah,
problem.
Would you? Dude, you can't even hang on to any money.
No shit.
As soon as you have money. It doesn't matter if it's $1,000, $100, or $10,000. Like, you'll spend it all that day.
Because you know what my lawyer
somehow, some way.
My lawyer, Bill Butler, homo, told me this. I never saw a Brinks truck go to a funeral. And that's really just his way of robbing me. But
Who the fuck?
Because you call him at 3 in the morning, and when you call a lawyer, it costs money. So he bills you, and you talk nonsense for 2 hours.
Well.
So now you have a $600 bill because you're dumb.
Put it on my tab. Who the fuck cares?
Right. That's the thing. You have nothing to lose.
It's like getting blood from a rock, homo.
Name one thing that you have.
Right now?
Yeah. You don't have a house because Apple is in her name.
No, it's in her name, but we pay it.
But, right, whatever. You pay her rent, but it's not in your name. What do you have? What can you lose?
I just put a check in the bank yesterday.
If you went bankrupt, what can you lose?
I just put a check in the bank yesterday.
Those pants? Oh, no, they're mine.
Oh, blah, 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 man.
Name one thing that is yours.
Minson.
The cat.
Yes.
No, the imaginary friend.
And my cat. That's all I need to live. Dude, I'm the kind of guy, I came from nothing. I was so low that the curb looked like a skyscraper.
You came from nothing, you still have nothing.
I was so low that the curb looked like a skyscraper. I don't give a fuck about shit. And God forbid, if I lose everything today, I'll be all right. I know how to eat.
I agree. I've been there too, dude. But I'm happy to not be there.
And me too. I'm just talking to Bane here.
Oh. You changed your story for me.
And my buddy Bane.
Walking down the street to the bitter. And me. And my best friend Bane. Where he takes fried juice, snake people with me. Boy, yeah, whatever.
You want to ask Ahmed what's up?
Yeah, Ahmed. Put a mic on.
He's got to get five or one of the other ones.
We want to know something about you, Ahmed.
I don't know. Or this one.
First of all, I am not going to say it.
Good damn it, man.
No, where are you going, man? You don't have this shit to do.
Okay, what the fuck?
You're a... Man, I have fucking prime shit
to
say.
You got no sleep at all.
I went to bed.
Look at this big bottle of wine that
Leave
he drank.
Leave that big.
Chad, look at this.
That's my second.
This is like a big bottle of wine.
You drink a couple big bottles of
and
wine.
And he drank it all.
So,
and didn't sleep.
Yeah. I went to bed. But
how's he still up?
We went to an art show last night.
Art show? More like fart.
Bam.
So, Chad.
Yeah.
True story.
Of an art show. Well, it's me and Hannifin.
Yeah. And he's and PCP.
This... And this psycho lady, well, you know what? Yeah, I'll just say it.
Just say it. Fuck it.
All right.
Stop stealing my cigarettes.
Picture the craziest fan ever, kind of. And she had, it looked like she had red spray paint on her cheeks because she had so much blush makeup on. And then it looks like she spray painted her eyes green because she had so much fucking, she was covered in makeup. To the fullest, it looked like she was in a circus. And she bought your painting, the one that I made of you.
For $600.
Yeah, for $600.
I figured
bucks.
That would be worth money.
$600. No, it was actually $700.
And you'll never get a dollar.
Then.
Because he probably painted you and just threw a beard on it.
But then she was saying, what the fuck? She was saying all kinds of shit, remember?
Bam said, Novak, you're a drug addict. What's she on? And I looked at it for 1 second.
And he's like, you're on Suboxone. Because she was so whacked out.
Suboxone is a heroin alternative?
A derivative.
Well, whatever it was.
What did they describe it for?
He called her out on
psycho.
It. And yeah. she didn't even, she said, I'm not on anything. And
I
he's like, you're lying.
You're on
and
Suboxone.
And she had to be lying. You know, and then, so... I agreed, I don't know why, to drive her home because I felt bad because
the right
it was a $40 cab ride. So I was like, I'm going that way. So
she flew out to come to your show?
From Denver. Yeah.
Was that her last notice show?
I drive her back to her Comfort Inn. She's there.
As you
and
should.
She
That's
leaves.
The right thing to
Novak
do.
Looks down, and what does she leave? Her whole bottle of
But
Suboxone.
She said she was on nothing, though.
Yeah. So now Novak has a number, and he goes, hey, liar, like, your entire massive bottle of Suboxone is sitting here. And she's crying because she doesn't think
needs it.
He's going to return it. Yeah.
And I have
She was
going to
go through, like, major
How
withdrawal.
Many did you take, Novak?
None. I have your best friend production trying to steal the whole bottle. I'm like,
What's
none,
he going to do with it?
He was going to sell it to Fresh. Mm. And I don't even give a fuck about Fresh. Who cares?
Nah, I would have gave it to the girl. It's her shit.
That's what I did.
That's what he did.
I'm like, you know what? Production.
You know, that's good karma. Maybe someone.
No shit. And it'll come back to you for giving a ride home. Like, this girl came from nowhere. She called a cab from the airport to there to buy this painting.
You know, like, I'm heading that way. And it's like, don't get another cab for 40 bucks. You just bought my painting. So, like.
And you know what made it all worthwhile? While he's signing the girl's painting, there's this fucking teacher boy. And Bam signed his name. He's like, oh, make sure he spells it right. You know, he didn't graduate school.
The and teacher said that?
Yeah, I want to murder this guy.
And I'm like, you know what? Promoting school?
Yeah, because Bam didn't graduate school. So who cares?
Same like, school kids.
So
that dude was a drunk idiot.
I hated him. And I swear, if it wasn't John Hannafin's art show, I would have punched him in his fucking face. I swear to God. And I'm like, you know what? He might not spell his name right. Who cares? He will. But he'll still take this girl home, which you'll never do. You know what I mean? Karma and fate go a long way, pal.
This guy was like a teacher, and he was like obviously
making
wasted at
you.
An art show. And he's like, so what school did you go to? East High School. What year did you graduate? I didn't. I quit school the first day of 10th grade. Make sure you spell your name right when I was signing something.
As he signed it, make sure you spell your name right. You know, you didn't graduate high school.
Yeah.
God, and I was sitting next to him, dude. I swear to fucking God.
Fuck you, faggot. Why don't you back up your Honda so my Lamborghini can get out?
P.S. Will you take this girl all the way to Comfort Inn on 202? Because you won't, but he will. And that's how it should be done. You know what I mean? We're all fucked up. We're all misfits. But just
speaking
throw
of
someone
paintings,
a bone. You know what I mean? Like, take someone home if they need a ride.
Conchetta got one of your paintings tattooed on her arm.
Who?
Let me see.
I'm trying to find it.
Which one?
One of a girl, kind of like a. I think it's
Paris Kills?
No, I don't even know. I think it's your painting. I think she thinks it's your painting.
You're not even a true fan, Chad.
Excuse me?
You're not a true fan of
what?
Paintings.
It's a chick, like, it's a. Like,
are you scared
it's a
of her?
Young girl.
Are you scared of her?
No, what are you talking about?
She has your posters all over her room.
A lot of girls do.
What are you, a teenage heartthrob?
Teen heartthrob.
Are you a teen heartthrob, dude?
I don't know, man. I guess so. Yeah.
I need to see this.
I'm trying to find it. Yeah, it's like a girl holding a baby or something.
What? I never painted that.
I never got a bitch pregnant.
It's this one.
Nikki painted that.
Oh, well, she doesn't know that. And she has a tattoo of it.
Nuh-uh.
Let me see.
A big one.
This girl got that tattooed. She thought I painted it. You painted it.
She's been trying to buy the painting forever.
Well, I'll sell it
to her. Novak will sell it to
money.
No. I'll be the broker.
Well, Nikki.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
How much do you want to buy it for?
You got to talk.
She wants to buy it.
Grab the mic.
Don't let her know that I did it.
Why?
Why not?
She liked the painting.
Well, it'll mean more if you did it.
I don't think she got it because she, Bam, necessarily did
it. How about I broker
liked
the deal?
The painting.
I'll just broker it.
She has been trying to buy it, but then she got a tattoo because she couldn't get in touch with
me. Man, way to lose out on money.
Did I hang it up at the art show?
It was at one of them. Huh. I think the one in Westchester.
I think I hung it up, but there was no price tag. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's a tattoo
this?
Now.
Track 9.
All right.
This is an Icelandic song.
Are you ready for hot shit, Chad?
What's that?
Are you ready for hot shit?
I don't know what that fucking means.
Track 9.
And this is Icelandic music?
Yeah, it's called CC.
On 41, fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Freestyle,
just try.
I think your girlfriend's pussy's on the line.
We're already live. You're already on the spot.
Just act like Louis.
You got it.
What do you mean act like Louis? What is that supposed to mean?
Quit talking to him. Let him rap. What? Go on, rap.
Rap, boy, rap.
I can't rap to this.
Jack can smoke weed to it.
Not smoking weed. Smoking a cigarette.
Tell that to the judge.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Bam.
Radio Bam 41.
It's Radio Novak now. He's talking to DeWitt, who used to work for Element, but now he works for Vans, and I need a pair of shoes.
Just
DeWitt. Do it. Just do
it. Oh, he's in Cape. He's in Cape May.
DeWitt.
Yo.
Or don't.
Did you send shoes or what, you fat fuck?
Not yet. You just asked me for them this morning.
What, dude? You're such a fat person. You're lazy. We asked you 8 hours ago, and you still haven't did dick, you homo. No, it was 4. You're on Radio Bam. Just so you know, so you don't try to sue me, you faggot.
Tell me when a half pair of cab vans.
I want
a half pair of cab.
I want a half pair of Steve Caballero vans.
What size, Dan?
Fuck you. You should know the size. What do you do?
We're 10s.
We're both 10s, fat boy. Act like it's a 10-inch cheesesteak, and I bet you send it out right away, homo. So, where are you at?
I'm in Cape May.
What, did you fuck?
No, I'm at my parents' house. I'm having a barbecue.
Well, go fuck your mom, homo.
He liked that one.
Chad needs shoes too. Chad, do you wear Vans?
Absolutely.
Hey, you know
you
what?
Wear size 10?
Yep.
All right. Well, it all works out because I'm getting.
Listen, good. This was happening. You know what?
We're doing Vans. Jesse needs shoes too.
Who?
Jesse.
Jesse, Bam's brother.
Fuck him.
He's bumming that he's out of audio.
My brother needs shoes. Is that okay? DeWitt?
Yeah, Gordon. Stop sucking his dick, faggot.
Well, his fucking big dick ass has a size 13 foot.
And he's a ginger.
We're all 10.
Oh, and he's a ginger, so go.
He's a ginger.
Alright.
DeWitt.
What do I got? I got five.
You just 10 all around, homo.
A whole bunch of 10s and then a size
7.5 and 8.
Yeah, 7.5 in girls and then
8 in girls.
Why 8?
Apple.
Oh, and then and my brother is 13.
Say it.
Thanks, DeWitt.
DeWitt.
No problem. And a 13 for Jeff?
Yeah.
Dude, I got this drunken disorder the other night. I was in this bar and go figure, I got beat up and went to the drunk tank. So I don't realize that they break my fucking knuckles open and they're bleeding bad. But my cat, I have this ginger cat, part wombat, who just attacks me. And I'm in the fucking police precinct. They empty my contents in my pocket. My credit card, a $20 bill rolled up, which you know what I'm doing with that.
What the fuck?
True story, Chad. So listen.
What are you doing with that, parole guy?
Fuck, I'm clean, dude.
So finish the story.
So, shut your fat mouth, boy. So, I'm up against the wall, and they're taking the cuffs off, and they said, oh, Mr. Novak, what happened to your hand? Oh, well, I have this cat. He's part ginger, part wombat. And all the police start laughing, and I don't know why they're laughing. I turn around. The guy taking the cuffs off is a fucking ginger.
And he thought he was busting on him, but he
thought I was making fun of him, but I wasn't.
He was talking about his cat.
You'd probably fuck him since you haven't any pussy lately. So listen, we're doing an awful lot of talking about... Hey, shut up. We're doing an awful lot of talking about Vans on this radio show. I want to get paid. This is on Sirius 41 Radio Bam, faggot.
I know. No, but you need to figure out a royalty schedule for as many minutes as we're talking about Vans that you need to get paid for.
Well, no, that's your job, homo. I don't work for Vans, you do. Pay me.
Yeah.
No, I want free shoes.
Tell me you'll do stunts.
We're on the radio talking to millions of people.
No
right
shit.
Now about Vans.
We're talking about millions of people to Vans.
And we're begging for them.
And we're begging for your fucking fat dick, you faggot.
No, we're
what's
begging
wrong
for
with
Vans.
You? Dude, now I wonder if fucking Kingman fired your fat ass. You're just worth
it.
Oh, sure, that sounds great and all. But you know why Bam hates you? The first time he ever met you, he flew in. Where'd you... Tell the story. Tell the story. Go ahead. Tell it. It's good. You know
I'll tell it after we play this song.
All right. So Bam flies into California. He's furious. He doesn't ever bring luggage. And he has 3 bags of luggage. He's already pissed off. He just wants to go to his room and go to bed.
And DeWitt... Okay, fine. I'll
tell
so DeWitt
it. So
completely forgot where he parked. So... He knows this. You don't have to hold the phone up. So he completely forgets where he parked. We're going 1 floor, 2 floor, 3 floor, 4th floor, 5th floor on the parking garage at the airport just to find out that he parked outside. We're walking everywhere, and I'm with all this luggage, and I never carry luggage.
He
so
never
when I do,
luggage.
I'm mad about carrying it.
So then...
Oh, then... Then we get to the hotel, and all I want to do is sleep. But no, DeWitt... makes me sleep with this fat photographer who has Doritos in his bed.
And then all DeWitt's credit cards are maxed out.
Oh, and then I had to pay for, not only did I hate doing it, I had to pay for it too.
What's your problem, DeWitt? Now, when do you work for Vans? Send me a check or else I'm going to be rude.
I love that story.
Yeah, you should love it because you fucked up, homo.
Tell them you love them and you expect the shoes in the mail.
Do it. I love you and all, but me, Bam, Chad, Jesse, and Bam's girlfriend and my girlfriend expect shoes, homo boy.
Hey, you gotta know that.
You know what?
Got your back, dude.
You know what? Vans used to be the best ever, but then Buggy quit and went to Puma. So now Vans sucks.
Is that recent?
Yeah. Why? Do it. Is it your fault that Buggy quit? Because I'll beat you the fuck up. No, you know what it is? He saw the grand scheme of things, pal. He's retiring in 3 years, and Puma pays
How
way
do you
more.
Know?
Cause I talked to him. DeWitt.
What?
Stop spending money on cheesesteaks and pay attention to your riders.
Dude, I need his contact right now with Element too. I was gone before that.
He still rides for Element, moron. You want to bet $1 million?
I don't know.
No shit, you don't know. What do you know? I bet you know where the best cheesesteaks are.
I like that.
Fuck Pat. Well, all right, whatever. It's all good. But you know what? Just skim a few pounds, fat ass.
Tell him to Smith Grind and deep.
I can't fucking hear what he's saying.
How do I pay my rent? I get residuals from Jagass. I get paid for this radio show that you're on.
You sell Vans when people send them to you.
You sell Vans when people send them
to you. And then when you send me Vans, I sell them. Black market. True story, fat boy. No shit, so keep sending them, fat ass. And you know what else I do? Appearances. And then if you're nice enough, I'll bring you along with me and Bam to have a good time, and you might get pussy. When's the last time you fucked?
No, he told me to bring him the next one.
Where's the next one?
We're going to Florida in 2 weeks.
I know. You're bringing me, right?
Well, what are you doing for me?
I'm gonna send you a pair of ass
cows. I'll just steal Bam. Send me a check, asshole. I got bills to pay.
Tell me you want 18 pairs of Vans on your feet.
I want 18 pairs of Vans on my feet, arms, legs, neck, head. Figure the fuck out. And you know what? Maybe I'll get you a ticket coach to come with us.
And coach, as he gets to watch us be in first class.
You have to watch me and Bam in first class while you make coach bags.
And you have to carry your bag.
You have to carry... Well, no, I don't bring bags, but there's no eating on the plane, fat boy.
Why not? I'll buy my own.
You can't do that. I'll call the police.
All right.
Oh, now you're a fugitive? Are you a fucking fugitive? DeWitt, who's your prized possession from Vans?
My prized possession?
Prized possession.
He's in Cape May. Tell him to take a ferry to Delaware, to Rehoboth, because that's the Homoville.
Do it.
What?
Take a ferry to Rehoboth because you belong in Homoville.
Cape May Ferry. Cape May Ferry to Rehobothville.
I love it.
Do it. Why wouldn't you want to hang out with me?
No, I just didn't know you guys were in Westchester today.
Well, are you gonna get pussy tonight, or are you gonna hang out with your mom at a cookout? Boring. I'm so glad my fax machine doesn't accept fax from Boringville. God forbid my mom texts me to come. Or see, if my mother faxed me to come to a cookout with just her, I'd kill myself. And you have the gall to show up.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude, it's a barbecue.
Tell him to request a song.
Alright, DeWitt, request a song.
His favorite one.
Your favorite fucking song. It better not be the Fat Boys.
Oh, God. You guys got everything over there?
We're on fucking That's serious satellite radio, idiot.
Oh, you have Fat Boys on.
We're way bigger than Vans, idiot.
You guys want to pick a song?
Yeah. Your song, you piece of shit.
Your favorite song, piece of shit.
God damn it, get your life together.
All right, let me think of something.
Well, time's money, fat ass.
You're live, homo.
You're live on the radio, Bam.
All right.
Come on, quick action.
Give me shelter by the Stones.
Stones.
All right, what song by the Stones?
Give me shelter.
Give me shelter. You know what? You need shelter, you fat fuck, because you're going to be homeless soon because you're horrible at your job. I'll give you shelter in my cat's kitty litter box, idiot.
All right, we're playing it.
Fuck you, die.
Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones, P.S. from DeWitt.
Say bye.
Yeah. I don't have that song.
Later, DeWitt.
It's from DeWitt. Bam. Say bye.
Later, DeWitt.
Thanks, dude.
We love you. Send them goddamn shoes or hell's to pay, boy. Fuck you.
All right, fuck the Stones.
I know.
Play Black Veil Bride. Black Veil Bride.
What are we playing instead of
Track 5.
No, we're not playing the Stones.
Black Veil Bride.
Dude.
Good God.
If you want to listen to the Stones,
they're good.
Go to Hello Cleveland.
You have a problem with Black Veil Bride?
Me, personally, I'm not a fan.
How are you not?
Are you racist?
There's...
A, they're good. B, it sounds good. C, ooh, they're good looking.
I have no interest in any of these.
Are you racist?
I would rather hear the Stones.
They're almost as handsome as Dennis here.
Dennis, can I fuck your girlfriend?
You dude, your girlfriend has the best tits I've ever seen.
I know.
Do you titty dude. Fuck her tits?
What do you think? What do you think?
Do you have a photo on your iPhone?
Yeah, I bet you have naked pictures.
You gotta show me her boobs.
I don't have any pictures on my phone.
What a fucking boring person.
I honestly don't. Why am I a boring person?
Because who doesn't?
Because let me see apples.
That's true.
One for one.
That's true. I don't have any pictures. I would show you pictures.
How come you don't have pictures?
I'll go home tomorrow, or tonight or tomorrow. She's actually in New York right now.
Can you go home and take a picture and then come over and then show it to me?
She's in New York.
I need to see her boobs.
She's in New York fucking a Wall Street boy.
You know what sucks? Nikki got to see him like 7 times, but because she's a girl.
Dude, girls have such homo logic. Don't you agree, Sig?
Yeah, right.
Novak. Novak.
See what?
Do you have a picture of Apple?
Can you play
right
the Black Veil Bride?
Oh, we're track.
It's 5.
It's actually the fucking track. The CD's too dirty.
You don't have anything to show me?
No, it isn't. It's brand new.
But you're saying that's crazy that I know, but I'm saying where at least yours.
I have it.
Let's see.
But why would I show you all my cards?
You don't.
You're right. I don't.
If you asked me to see a picture of...
Let's see it. You have it on your phone?
Well, I just got a new one.
Oh, no, that's your old one.
I probably do, though.
All right, let's see some naked photos.
I think we're in luck. It's not playing.
Come on, dude. Yes, it is.
Dude, it isn't.
That's a bold-faced lie.
I can keep cleaning the CD.
Sig, this is your job.
It's not reading it?
No, it's not reading it.
That's gay.
Play the Get By.
I'll bet you I have a photo.
I bet you don't.
I have a photo of your girlfriend's tits right now.
I want to see it.
I have Apple's tits right here and now.
Awesome.
Zoom.
I'm into it.
There's definitely tits.
You don't have any tits.
Oh, there it is. What track?
5.
Black Bride.
Black Veil Bride.
Black
the song's
Veil
called
Brides.
Can I Molest You?
Let you got no more time for your That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.